So according to Alistair, the drug Campath offers hope to those people who have just been diagnosed with early stage MS. But what do patients who have tried the drug actually think? Anthony Dean, who we heard from earlier in the programme, was put on the original trials for the drug.
Well, when I was diagnosed in the first place, the first question I had was about what treatment was available. I'd done some research online, I'd Googled my symptoms, and I kind of had an idea of what I might be diagnosed with. But and then on the back of it, I had looked up what would be available. After speaking to the consultant, it became obvious there were two options to me. Either take the standard course of beta interferon, which would have been done by an injection, or I was offered to take part in a trial. My first question was, you know, how successful has the trial been so far? And was told that early indicators were that it was proven to be very successful. So I decided to go ahead with it, in a sense, take the gamble, because I thought I had nothing else to lose. I was invited back a couple of months later into hospital for 5 days of an infusion of Campath alongside steroids.
So you were diagnosed with MS, and then 3 months later you started this Campath treatment, and then that was 1 week duration of the treatment in hospital.
That's right, and that was all the treatment that I had in my first year.
And what consequences were there of this treatment?
The treatment itself wasn't too bad. I was in hospital being well looked after. I felt a little bit sick, I think mainly from the steroids more so than the actual treatment itself. On the back of it, though, there is a side effect known as the Campath rash. Essentially, you sort of break up in a reddish-purpley kind of rash. But again, other than looking a bit like Barney the Dinosaur, there's nothing actually wrong with you. It just looks a bit strange to people who don't know what you've been doing.
And did you regain sensation in the left side of your body?
It's not a matter of that it will give you back sensation. Everything that I'd had, problems that I'd had in the past, had always come back. It's part of the relapsing remitting form of MS. It comes and then it goes again. So at the time, I wasn't actually suffering from any problems with MS. So I'd gone into hospital healthy and came out healthy. But since that point, I haven't had one symptom of MS.
So how long have you been MS-free?
That would be 10 years, 10 years this week.
And do you think that your diagnosis and then your subsequent treatment has changed your life in a tangible way that you might want to tell the listeners about?
I think it would be wrong to say that I've re-evaluated my life and seized the moment. It's not the kind of person I am. One of the things on the back of it is that I started to take my fitness a bit more seriously. I took up running about 5 years ago and run half marathons, which is good fun. And last month, in fact, I did 3 half marathons in a month in order to raise money for the Multiple Sclerosis Society. So far, I've raised about £2,500.
Good on you. Anthony Dean, who's an MS sufferer in Cambridge, he was talking to Hannah.